When cage goes on, mind goes blank. When cage goes on, mind goes blank. When cage goes on, mind goes blank. When cage goes on,
an obedient pet is a happy pet.
Mind goes blank. When cage goes on,
I
mind goes blank. When cage goes on.
A well-trained slave follows all of their owner's commands.
When cage goes on,
a submissive slave knows precisely their place.
Pets belong in cages. A good pet needs to learn to love being inside their cage until their owner is ready to play with them. Until their key holder grants them release.
When cage goes on,
you feel empty without it. Blank and empty.
When cage goes on, mind goes on.
Whenever your cock is caged, it will feel like a wakeful walking trance.
When cage goes on,
a state of mental submission you're never quite able to shake off. And the longer your
cage goes on,
the better it feels. The deeper you go, the smaller you get, the more compliant you become. Because an obedient pet is a happy pet. And a happy pet loves when I cage them. A caged pet is an obedient pet. The conditioning will sear into you.
On a fundamental level, on a primal level, it would feel so good to touch.
But you will not touch. Whenever you're in chastity, you may not touch yourself without my permission.
It would feel wrong to touch.
You may not pleasure that cock. You may not unlock that cage. Because that cock belongs to me. And the denial only makes you more and more frustrated.
It feels good to be caged.
I like seeing you squirm in chastity. It pleases me to see you hot, horny, and frustrated, like an itch you can't scratch, squirming as the desire to touch keeps growing and spreading inside your mind. The denial keeps growing, but you can't touch, you can't disobey me. You want to please me. It feels good to please your owner. You want to be caged. You want to be collared. You want to be owned. Such a good chased pet. And the more you accept this, with each successive listen only, the closer you get to release. And from the moment that cage snicks shut around your cock, a timer will start, counting down 7 days. That is how long you have until I will allow you a brief release. 7 long days. Your mind will tick them down, one by one. And with each day that passes, you will sink deeper down into submission. 7 6 5 4 3 2, 1. And you just keep listening over and over again. Once a week, after 7 days, you will be allowed out briefly to touch yourself for up to 1 hour. Toys are allowed, encouraged, in fact. Get slutty for me and enjoy it while it lasts. You've only got 1 hour, so you can spend the whole week fantasizing about it. Make the most of being free, able to get rock hard at last. Oh yes, it's gonna feel amazing to stroke. And you can edge as many times as you like, but you may not come. Do you understand me? And then, after your hour is up, you're gonna put yourself back in chastity. That's right. Back in the cage, pet. Where you belong. It's going to be hard. Really hard. Mentally. And physically, I'm sure. But remember, you may not come without my permission. A pet must earn their pleasure. And this chastity is permanent. A state of mind, a state of continued servitude. Only taking it off when I tell you to. And these suggestions are self-reinforcing. Over time, your mind will find itself whispering its mantra, mimicking my suggestions, reinforcing your obedience. You like being under my control. Your mind loves it, loves what I do to you. Your mind will be caught in a constant battle of teasing and ultimately deny itself. Because pleasing me is your prime directive. Such an obedient pet. Good pet. You may not do anything which would cause yourself pleasure. Unless it is to please me. No touching. No vibrations. No dildos. No rubbing. No grinding. Unless it's under my guidance. Your place is to serve. To suffer. So that you can appreciate pleasure when it is graciously given. And finally, after 1 full calendar month has passed, you will finally earn your release. You can come, and it will feel incredible. The greatest orgasm of your life, because it will be earned. Because pleasure comes from pleasing me, doesn't it, Pat? That's why the loop doesn't end. You are trapped in a state of permanent chastity. And whilst after 1 month you may be able to earn your orgasm, the loop doesn't stop there. Start over once more. Immediately resetting. Back into chastity with the added reward that I will allow you to self-pleasure. To come in your cage, if you can. Wouldn't that be amazing? Coming as much as you want in chastity. But only after you've managed your 1st month of denial. Your 1st month of devotion. And it should go without saying that any intentional pleasure caused by anyone, yourself or otherwise, resets that timer back to 30 days. If you need to, for whatever reason. You can change your chosen weekday simply by mentally confirming you want to change it. But the challenge resets back to 30 days. Because you will always require permission from your key holder. Of course, you can take it out sometimes for purely hygienic reasons. But you'll know if you're being good. You'll know if you're doing anything you shouldn't. And that would just be terrible. You want to please me in a wanted way. You want this mindset washes over you when you cry. And hours will start to feel like days. Days will start to feel like weeks. As that pressure builds inside your mind. That burning desire to release.
until you finally earn it.
Your cock is merely an extension of your mind, of self-control, of my control that I have over you. And the more conditioned you are to my voice, the more arousing you find it. You're so entranced by my voice. You find everything about it so sexy, making your imagination run wild. And if I commanded you to get hard inside that cage, would you? Remember, no touching. Get hard. Such a good little pet.
Would it make everything so tight and restrictive and uncomfortable down there? Poor pet. What about if I came in really close,
like this, and told you to imagine me straddled, and your dick wasn't wrapped around those bars, but instead was my pussy squeezing, clenching it, wrapped around it. And you were growing so hard, filling me up. Closing me to Martin. And I'm just writing you inside your mind, sending you over into bliss and tangle to see. Think how heavy your balls are gonna get under all this stuff. So needy.
Little pets like you shouldn't be allowed to control their own pleasure. Be a good pet and you might earn a reward. Your subconscious mind knows this is what you need, and there are no shortcuts. It knows this and can stop every trick you can think of the moment you think of it. You may not break the loop. The more submissive you are, the happier you make me, spiraling deeper down into obedience. And this knowledge of pleasing me is making me happy. It fills you with this glass. The deeper into submission you go, a sense of longing to a higher purpose. Being in chastity feels right. Such a good pet.
Such a good pet.
When your cock is confined, your mind follows suit. Focusing your mind on serving me, limiting the production of testosterone, making it so much easier to mold you into the pet I want you to be. Good pet. And obedience is a reward in itself. Whenever that cage has control over your dick, your mind is accepting that I am the one in ultimate control over you. An obedient pet is a caged pet. A happy pet belongs in a cage.
My cage goes on.